In addition to blame and excuse stories which always follow an election, in Texas there's often another set of stories, those which decry citizens having the opportunity to elect their government servants. The first of these stories I caught this year wasn't about judges, which is a constant mantra of elitists who think they or their other elitist friends would do a better job choosing who presides over our courts. The first "Why Do We Elect Them?" story this year was in the Texas Tribune and headlined, "Should City Voters Pick the Ag Commissioner?" Okay, should people without kids in school elect school boards? Of course they should, as the school districts are owned and funded by all citizens, not just those with children enrolled. The Texas Department of Agriculture belongs to all Texans and directly affects us all. The department inspects gas pumps, for example, to ensure proper measurement. It's the first line of the story that bothers me the most. It reads, "For more than a century, Texans have elected their agriculture commissioner, unlike more than two-thirds of states where governors fill the job by appointment." What is it with the folk who are always so worried about what other states do? Of course Texans should elect the Ag Commissioner, just as we elect a lieutenant governor separate from a governor, as well as a comptroller and other officials. There's value in independent agency heads. Susan Combs said it well. "I've watched an awful lot of agencies without elections make misstep and fumble after misstep and fumble, and this helps keep them a little more honest." Combs is right. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.